This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Home prices in Denver rose faster than in other big cities at the start of this year. They're up 21% between January of 2021 and January of this year. Selma Happ with S&P says people may be trying to buy homes before interest rates rise, and that's keeping people who already have a home from putting it up for sale.
You know, selling their home now and buying something at a higher price, at a higher mortgage rate, doesn't make sense. The other thing is elderly also decided to age in place more so than they did in the past.
That and a lack of construction has kept the inventory of homes for sale low. Ransomware attacks have targeted Colorado. Congressman Joe Neguse joined the House Judiciary Committee Tuesday in questioning the FBI about the recent attacks.
We have had attacks on Children's Hospital, the Fort Collins Loveland Water District, the Colorado Department of Transportation.
In 2020, the city of Lafayette paid a $45,000 ransom to recover stolen files. The Colorado State Fair is launching a 150th year celebration. CPR's Shauna Lewis reports.
The first fair took place near Pueblo in 1872 and featured horse races, among other activities. The current location opened a few decades later. Fair operations were limited a couple of times since then. During World War I, troops trained on the grounds, and the first year of the pandemic had modified events like a fair food drive-through. Now, the fair is typically an 11-day event, attended by around 500,000 people. Some want to move the fair out of Pueblo, but a new master plan to update the aging 100-acre fairgrounds is slated to get underway this year. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Pueblo and Colorado Springs have highs close to 50 today, Denver 51, and warmer tomorrow. In the mountains, more snow today and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.